This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston, heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. It's Saturday, January 9th. I am Marilyn Weston. This is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. Last Saturday was day two of 2021. It was a day to talk about the new year and New Year's resolutions. Now it's day nine into the month, but it's not too late to make those resolutions if you haven't already. Each moment we live can be a turning point, a beginning. We need not live looking back and wanting the impossible, to live our past again. No redos are possible, but restarts are definitely ours when we resolve to take charge and move towards our goals. I've started a to-do list for myself, and I have small chores and big things on that list. It gives me a feeling of accomplishment whenever I tick another thing off my list. Regardless of how small it may be, that feeling of having done something strengthens me and encourages me to do more. So yes, it's January 9th, but it's not too late to continue on your path towards your established goals. Or, if you wish, you can start on a new path. And, of course, you can make your own to-do list if you don't have one already. It's whatever makes you happy that counts. In past shows, I've used the analogy of a butterfly's metamorphosis. Its transformation inspires me. I've recently learned that not only does a butterfly emerge from the pupa, its rest and grow stage, and fly away, but to be able to fly, it must struggle to emerge from its chrysalis. If we have pity on that butterfly and slit the chrysalis and make it easy for the butterfly to move, it doesn't struggle. And when it doesn't struggle, it doesn't strengthen its wings or dry them. And then what happens is it doesn't fly. It falls to the ground and dies. So consider your life today. If you're lamenting this time of imposed rest, isolation, and stress, perhaps this struggle will strengthen you. And you, like the butterfly, will achieve your goals and emerge because you've lived through this difficult pandemic time. Now is our time to explore possibilities. We can focus on good things. We can realize that no matter how hard things may be, we don't have to give up on our hopes and our dreams. We can work on our to-do lists, and we can feel good as we get things done. The challenges we overcome will help us to be stronger and ready for the experiences in our future. The key is not to give up, but to do and to keep doing. In this way, we'll broaden our minds, strengthen our bodies, and open our hearts to life and living. Today, we're going to learn how to take charge of our health from gynecologist Dr. Faye Weisberg of Ephemera New Clinic, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic, women's health expert Dr. Vivian Brown, Christine, the health coach, hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian, all will give us health tips, and others of the team will share their expertise and information so that we'll be empowered to make informed decisions from a woman's perspective. Each expert will do their best in their segment to enlighten you with the hope that you'll know that they are here for you and will gladly speak with you personally when you reach out to them. Their contact information is listed on my website, marilyns.ca, or you're always welcome to call me personally at 416-504-6777. You're not alone. You have the time now to ask questions, to entertain fresh ideas, and then when you're ready, you can act confidently. You can help others by sharing what you learn, too. So let's get started with an important message and then lessen the stress of money worries when senior wealth advisor Darren Farwell of the Farwell Group joins us. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here, right now on Zoomer Radio.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today, online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marylands.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Stress is proven to tax our health, so to lessen the worry of money matters, senior wealth advisor Darren Farwell of the Farwell Group joins us. He'll give us solid financial advice for 2021. Good morning, Darren, and Happy New Year.
Thank you, Marilyn. Happy New Year to you. In fact, this is my first time speaking with From a Woman's Perspective listeners in 2021, so Happy New Year to everyone out there. And here's to hoping for a year more full of meeting with friends and family in person. Well, on that note, I don't need to tell anyone out there that the pandemic, which, you know, began in 2020, has brought with it a world of changes. Of course, some things will go back to the way they were, so to speak, but many things will not. And this way, it is indeed a whole new world out there, including in investments and earning a reliable, sustainable income. It's a whole new world out there for investing. Earning a rate of return is getting harder and harder, and the returns you do earn seem to be going lower. So my question today, is your portfolio set up properly to deal with these changes? And furthermore, can you afford to live in comfort through the rest of your life earning lower returns? I mean, Marilyn, you've probably even got better stories than I do, but my first mortgage in 1986 was 12.25%. My son just got a 5-year mortgage for 1.65. That's not fair.
It's amazing, though.
It's mind-boggling. And I remember quite clearly bonds like Canada Savings Bonds, and I wasn't owning bonds those days. I owed money. I didn't have extra money. Bonds like Canada Savings Bonds were paying double-digit 100% guaranteed returns. Now, guaranteed rates like GICs pay 0.75%, less than 1%. Of course, at a time when I actually have some savings. Again, not fair, but that's just the way the world is. In 2020, technology-focused indexes went up 18% on the year. The Canadian bank stocks, without dividends reinvested, went down 1.45 for the year. Yeah, sure. Canadian banks, in fact, U.S. and European banks are forecast to do much better in 2021. But regardless, the world has changed around investing. Janice watched our video called Shockproofing Your Income. That video is available to listeners if anybody would like to see it as Janice did. And then she called me a little worried. After her husband died a few years ago, her advisor, actually sort of her husband's advisor, suggested that she de-risk her portfolio. Now, Janice mentioned actually that at the time, she didn't even know what that meant. He told her that her portfolio had too many stocks and that would be too risky for her. As a result, now she has a portfolio that's 30% in stocks and mostly Canadian bank stocks, and 70% in cash and low-risk bonds and GICs. The numbers were in. Last year, Janice earned 1.4%. At 1.4%, Janice will run out of savings at age 86. Now, she'll still have her house, and she can sell her house and get equity from that. She will still have her Canada Pension Plan and old age security and some corporate pension from her late husband. But running out of savings at age 86, that's too young. On my team, we have many female clients that are older than age 86. Janice's portfolio is simply not well suited for the new world out there. Janice is still quite young, 74 years old. Her savings need to work for her. So clearly it was time for her to review her investments in light of the new investment world out there. During our 3-step process, when we got to know the way we get to know prospective clients, I learned a lot about Janice's comfort with the ups and downs of the market and seeing the value of her portfolio changing month to month. And unlike what the previous advisor has said, Janice has actually seems quite relaxed around monthly variation in the value of her portfolios and her monthly statement. I also learned a lot about what's important to her, and she definitely wants to leave a legacy both to her children and her university, where she received her master's degree and met her late husband. Being independent of her children for her financial well-being is also very important to her. As a result, her savings have to work for her, and her current 1.4% pre-tax won't do it. Now, we've designed portfolios to participate in stock market gains while minimizing losses, so you don't have to lose sleep at night. They are balanced portfolios with investments and diversification suited for the way the world is today. By working with Janice, we were able to identify ways to increase her return and at the same time lower her taxes. Therefore, because it's a whole new world for investments out there, I recommend you do three things. Number one, review your long-term financial plan. Are your return forecasts still appropriate for the way things are today, or do you need to recalculate based on today's forecast? Number two, if you don't have a long-term financial plan yet, get one. And number three, review the investments in your portfolio. Are they the right ones for today? Or you could do something else. You could just call us and we'll help ensure that you're on track, like Janice, to look after those things that are most important to you.
Well, since the first day I ever met you, you always valued a second opinion, and it didn't have to be yours. You just explained that people needed to have a fresh pair of eyes review what was going on. And that was a long time before pre-pandemic, Darren. But a balanced portfolio sounds great. A good return and less tax sounds great. It's a win-win, and I guess having this shock-proofing your income document would be wonderful as well. So if someone wants to talk to you and have a second pair of eyes on what they're doing and make sure that they're ready for the new normal, how do we reach you?
You can call 416-863-7501, and we'll be glad to speak with you and figure out the best way to give you a second opinion, or as you said, another set of eyes in your portfolio relative to the way things are today.
We have to live right now. We can't wait for the future and evolve from there. So deal with it while you have the time. Call Darren Farwell and the Farwell Group at 416-863-7501. You'll learn how to shockproof your income and know if you're on the right track. Thank you, Darren. I look forward to speaking to you next week.
All right. Always good to speak with you, Marilyn. Bye for now.
Next, learn how to banish brain fog naturally from Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic, followed by a happy story and health tips from hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto. And then, women's health expert Dr. Vivian Brown gives us her weekly tip as well. So lots more to come, all of it from a woman's perspective with me, Marilyn Weston, and your expert team here on Zoomer Radio.
Alopecia, thinning hair, chemotherapy. There are many causes of hair loss, but only one place that gives you the type of care and hair replacement solutions you deserve. Capilia, truly you in Mississauga. For a free consultation, visit trulyyou.ca.
Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us and gives us her weekly health tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. Last week we talked a little bit about the causes of brain fog, and I touched on things like food sensitivities, nutritional deficiencies, infections. One of the things I forgot to mention was chemotherapy. I do see a number of patients who are undergoing chemotherapy, and certainly chemo brain is certainly one of these things can actually persist for months after the treatment. But certainly, let's talk about ways to banish brain fog, and these can be applied to many of these kinds of situations. So certainly drinking plenty of water is primary. Even mild dehydration has been found to make it really actually hard to concentrate. And really drinking 8 glasses per day, sipping it slowly, really allows your body to actually absorb and use the water properly. One of the things in terms of food sensitivities, sometimes people find that they eat certain foods and they feel kind of foggy brain afterwards. So one of the things we can do is actually keep a food journal. It's something that I actually have my patients often. I give them a food diet diary on the first visit. So they can actually write down what they're eating and write down actually if they feel cloudy thinking coming on, and then we can chat about it at the next visit to see if we can eliminate those particular foods. Making sure nutrition is really good. Our brain needs high quality protein, fat, and sugar to function, and eating less sugar and processed foods is really important, especially if patients have underlying candida infections or other kinds of infections, because those can really contribute to brain fog as well. We've talked about improving sleep quality, and you know, sometimes we work really hard during the week and then we try to catch up on the weekend, but weekend sleep catch up doesn't actually work. And really what we want to have is implementing a predictable nighttime routine, so our body actually knows when it's going to go to sleep, and making sure that the bedroom is dark. It really helps to keep our melatonin levels pumped up during the nighttime, which is important to help us sleep. Stress is of course really important, and one of the things I focus on with stress reduction, I really try to encourage patients to actually go for a walk, for example, or even take a bath. If you're lucky enough to have a bathtub, we carry a number of really nice alkaline bath crystals in our clinic, and to help really not just have a hot water bath, but actually have an alkaline bath to really get rid of the toxins and toxins out of our brain and toxins out of our body at the end of the day. It really promotes good sleep. So, you know, one of the things we can do is at the clinic is do food sensitivity testing, candida testing, and even nutritional deficiency testing. So if patients are interested in getting a little bit more information about that because of their brain fog or other kinds of issues, they can give me a call. And the number is 905-707-2001.
905-707-2001. You can learn how to deal with your health naturally with Dr. Betty, and she offers you a complimentary consultation. So you can ask your questions and get your answers, and all you have to do is take the number down, 905-707-2001. That's 905-707-2001. Or you can email Dr. Betty and go to her website, Thornhill Naturopathic. There's a link from my website, marylands.ca. Well, Dr. Betty, four good ways to banish brain fog, and I look forward to hearing four more next week. Have a great week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
I recently watched a commercial on television for mail order hearing aids, and automatically I thought of hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto. His talent lies in adjusting and perfecting every hearing aid his client selects. And it isn't a one-size-fits-all solution or one-brand-for-all solution when you deal with Edmund. So I'm not exactly sure what he thinks of mail-order hearing aids. And I have him on the line. So good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. That is a great question. Now, I want to kind of nip it in the bud. I want to make sure that people know what they're getting. Mail order hearing aids are not exactly what you might think they are. These are not hearing aids. They are, most simply put, an amplifier. That being said, they work great if you want all sounds to be made louder, but that's about all you get. A hearing aid is a device which is specifically selected based on a hearing test, your abilities, and your lifestyle. There's no such thing as a single hearing aid which would work for everybody. Now, once the hearing aid is selected, the hearing aid needs to be fit and tuned just right for the individual. Follow-ups after the initial fitting is essential to make sure that the individual is getting their maximum benefit and value from their devices. We also make sure that the maintenance is covered to make sure you know how to make your hearing aids stay working properly. And lastly, regular in-office checkups and yearly adjustments are also critical to ensure that the hearing aids remain at their most beneficial, because just like the rest of our body, the ears change over time as well.
So basically, I'm right. For hearing aids, you need to have a hearing test, and you have to make sure that the hearing aids that you get are fitted to you in every aspect. And then the follow-ups, I had forgotten about that, you do that as well. So if someone wants to talk to you about improving their hearing in 2021, how do we reach you?
The best way to reach me is by phone at 416-754-4327. Or you can send me an email at hello@hearingaidsource.ca.
416-754-4327. If you want the best hearing in 2021, you'll deal with Edmund Ivazian, his team at Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto, and you won't be a mail order hearing aid client. 416-754-4327. Good service is what you should expect and what you should get, and Edmund will deliver both of those. Thank you very much, Edmund. Look forward to a happy story next week.
My pleasure, Marilyn.
Now for the women who suffer in silence and are shy to talk about their vaginas, gynecologist Dr. Faye Weisberg of the Femrenew Clinic is here to do exactly that, talk vagina. She's going to explain not only how to deal with our vaginal health, but also how to rejuvenate our vaginas. Good morning, Dr. Faye, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, and I'm happy to be here to talk about vaginas.
Well, we need you.
Well, in fact, I applaud you because I cannot believe after all of the things that we've done through as women, that women are still afraid to talk about the problems that we have as we get older. And, you know, this is a great forum, and I thank you for allowing me to at least say the word vagina at least four or five times so that we get used to saying it.
Well, thank you for being here. I am surprised at how many women I have met over the past years who really just whisper that they're menopausal and that have vaginal itch and think it's a yeast infection and don't do anything with it except self-medicate. And until I heard you speak and know some of the issues that menopausal women encounter, I didn't know that other people were having problems besides myself.
So it's true. And I think that, you know, I think you touched on one of the most important things, that the woman's vagina changes through our life. You know, when we're babies, there's no estrogen. You know, we just, it's a matter of changing a diaper and keeping the vagina clean. We teach our daughters to make sure that they keep their vaginas clean. We worry about menstrual flow and how to manage that. But then all of a sudden, we stop worrying about it. But in fact, as women go through menopause, the vagina changes yet again. And the changes are not very pleasant. You know, back to your metaphor of the butterfly, the vaginas shrink, the tissue changes, they bleed, they can be itchy, they can have a foul discharge. Anything that needed estrogen for its life is now going to change. And the changes of the vagina are something that women just aren't prepared for the most part. They don't know where to go. Often they go to the drugstore and buy things like Kinestin or Monistat, things that we used to use for yeast that worked when we were younger. But women don't get yeast infections in menopause. So if you have vaginal itching, women, please go see your physician because it's not a yeast infection. And if we can get that out there, then that we've done a good job. But as the vagina changes and you know, women continue on it with intimacy, they want to have a good sex life, it's very difficult without treating it or addressing the issues, because 80% of women do have complaints of vaginal dryness as they age and go through menopause, and it does not get better with time. It actually can get worse.
So basically, we have symptoms. We don't talk about them. We need to go to our doctor. But you have a clinic, the Femrenew Clinic. Tell us about what you can do there.
So the Femrenew Clinic was something that I devised just because I wanted a safe place for women to come. And it all started off when I with the Mona Lisa laser. The Mona Lisa laser is a treatment that is a non-hormonal, easy, safe, comfortable way to rejuvenate the vagina back to where it was before menopause. So as women age and they lose estrogen, the vaginal walls become thin and bleed, intercourse becomes painful, having to go to the bathroom and urinate all the time. All of these are part of the normal part of what we call aging and atrophy. And the Mona Lisa laser is this exciting treatment that is three treatments that are 6 weeks apart, where it takes 5 minutes, non-painful, and we basically bring the vagina back to where it was before menopause. But since I've opened up the Femrenew Clinic and got the laser, I see women with all sorts of vaginal complaints and problems. I am a gynecologist. I'm happy to see women. Sometimes it's education. Sometimes it's, you know, reminding women to stay away from soaps and changing the environment and helping with the vagina that way. Sometimes the problem is on the outside of the vagina. But I think the most important thing is education. Women need to know that if they have vaginal problems as they age, they need to address them. They might get worse. They might, something serious might be missed. And using over-the-counter medications just don't cut it when we get older anymore.
So basically, OHIP pays for the first visit, and people can call you and get a conversation.
I will call them back. They don't need to leave their homes. We can have a discussion, and I can see what's going on and decide what we need to do from there. And it's absolutely covered by OHIP.
So I have a phone number, 416-924 4666. FemRenew Clinic, Dr. Faye Weisberg, a safe haven for women who wish to talk vagina and be real about their health. Dr. Faye, thank you, and I look forward to speaking to you again.
Okay, all the best for the new year.
I'll repeat that number for anyone listening, 416-924-4666. Now women's health expert Dr. Vivian Brown joins us with her weekly health tip. And then our Cupid matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions chats about relationships in these challenging COVID times. And we'll also get a tip of the week from realtor Melanie Martin. So lots more to come, all from a woman's perspective, exclusively here on Zoomer Radio.
As the last of your tension drips away and Pierre has magically pressed out the last knot right before you checked, double-checked, and rechecked just how beautiful your hair, makeup, and nails look, a splendid sigh will surface. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Spa. For a complete list of services, call 416-925-6306. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Center on Yonge, just south of St. Clair.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Back with us today is women's health expert, award-winning family physician, author of the best-selling book, A New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown. Good morning, Dr. Brown, and I'll still say Happy New Year because we're only a week in.
Hi there, Marilyn. Nice to be here.
So what are we talking about today?
You know, there's a lot of confusion out there about the status of your doctor. Should you go in for an appointment? Should you do this online? What's the issue and how do you make that decision? Well, I want to tell you as a family doctor that the doctor is in. We're in the office and we are seeing some patients. How do we make a decision as to who we're seeing? Well, it depends on the status of the pandemic, whether we're in lockdown or not. It depends on the protocols we've been able to set up in an individual office. It also depends on the kind of care you need, your general health status, your risk of complications if you develop COVID-19, and what is your access to the required technology to engage in an online visit or a phone visit or a telehealth visit of one kind or another. So what doctors are doing is basically pre-screening patients. You know, if I have an infant that needs immunization, I can't do that on the phone. But if I have somebody, for example, that has a problem with blood pressure and they have an at-home cuff, I can phone them or connect with them through telehealth. They can take their blood pressure at home. We can review their medications. And so some visits are very amenable to having a telehealth visit. So that pre-screening is done by the doctor or the doctor's staff to really decide who needs to come in. When you come to the office, often the waiting room is empty because we're booking very few people. When I see a patient in the office, I usually have two or three phone calls before the next person is due. We do a temperature check, and they're doing that just about everywhere because fever is a worrisome sign. Everybody's wearing a face mask. We're not letting anybody come with company, right? We don't want you to come with a friend. The only people that come with a friend or a caregiver is someone that needs that caregiver or, of course, young children. And even with young children, we ask that it be one parent, not two parents that come with the kid. So in general, we're being really careful, and I am encouraging people, yes, go to the dentist. Yes, go to the eye doctor. Yes, go to the foot doctor if that's what you need. You know, don't wait for these things. It's already been 11 months with COVID, and we can't delay all medical care. But if you're deciding whether or not it's safe to go to the doctor, do that pre-screening call, because we are seeing patients, but we are deciding if it's necessary or if it can be done through telehealth.
So basically, the doctor's back if you need them. Dentists are back. Hearing aid specialists are working. We have Edmund Ivazian. The idea is that things are different now, but you don't have to neglect your health. Dr. Vivian Brown always gives us practical advice, and she has a new book. It's A New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, and I have signed copies at my store. All you have to do is call me to order it, or you can ask for it in your local bookstore or look for it on Amazon. Dr. Brown, you always give us good advice, and I appreciate it, and I look forward to learning more from you next week. Thank you.
Thank you, Marilyn. It's a pleasure to talk with you.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
Now our Cupid, Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions, joins us. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Marilyn. So I have kind of a lovely story about an email I received last week. And at this the time of the year, we're sending out all these emails to our clients telling them how we're going to go forward with COVID and how the contact information for all our liaisons for their people they speak to each week in the office. And I got a lovely email from someone's daughter who said, thanked me very much. And she said her father had passed away, but she wanted to wish me continued success. And that she said how much that I'd made her father's last 4 or 5 years so much better because he'd met a lovely lady through Misty River. And she said, you know, it's so nice that you were able to do that for him, and it really changed his life. And it made me kind of want to cry. It was so sweet. And sometimes, you know, the families aren't always on board with elderly people or older people meeting a new partner. They're worried that maybe they might, run into trouble. So I thought this was a really nice email, and it made me feel really good.
Well, you're always encouraging people to figure out whether they're ready to meet someone new, and then you're ready to help them. And age isn't a stumbling block. So if someone wants to talk to you about adding an aspect of another person to their lives and finding the right person, how do we reach you?
So the best thing to do is give our office a call. If you're calling from Toronto, it's 416-777-6302. There's also a toll-free number on our website at mistyriverintros.com, and there's a wealth of information about our service on that website. And I had a lovely gentleman too as well call in to me, and he's just become a client recently, and he has a little bit of a disability. He's sight impaired. He's partially blind, and he just wanted to let me know that maybe I should mention, he listens to you every week, and he said you should mention something about that on her show, because there's other people out there like me that would love to be in love but maybe have things that they're worried about.
Well, I'm going to give out your number again, 416-777-6302. It isn't about looking for lots of people. It's about finding the right person. And Linda Miller, our Cupid, is an expert at that. So don't sit back and wish you had someone new in your life. Give her a call and find out how it works. 416-777-6302. Thank you, Linda, and I look forward to a happy story next week.
Thanks, Marilyn.
And my phone is blinking, and I think it's Dorothy Mizzou's number. Dorothy, is that you?
Yes, it is, Marilyn. Hi. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Yeah, I just wanted to give folks a quick reminder that my first Golden Solutions workshop of 2021 is this afternoon. It's starting at 12:30, and I still have some space available. So if anyone would like to learn how to earn some extra income while sharing your home with friends, you can go on the website to register, goldengirlscanada.ca. The cost is $49.95. And if you register right after the show, I will have time to email you the workshop material to review before we get started. So, you know, I'd love to see you there.
Well, Golden Girls Canada is a wonderful website, and the concept helps people earn money. So if someone doesn't have time to register on last minute, what's your phone number?
Phone number is 416-550-4015.
So if Golden Girls home sharing concept is something that intrigues you, either call Dorothy at 416-550-4015 or log on to her website, goldengirlscanada.ca. Thank you, Dorothy, and I look forward to hearing about your next workshop, the second Saturday of every month, right?
That's right, Marilyn. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Take care.
Now, just 9 days into 2021, realtor Melanie Martin has a deal of the week to entice us to move north of Toronto or invest there. Good morning, Melanie.
Good morning, Marilyn. Yes, I'm always looking for a good deal for you, and today I've got something very, very unique. Now, if you thought that we couldn't find any properties under $400,000, well, you're wrong, because I happen to have found a new listing, and it's a beautiful design, probably from the late 70s, early 80s. It's a geodesic home. In other words, it's a dome-shaped home, and it's a two-story with three bedrooms and a full washroom, a main floor laundry area, and about almost 2,000 square feet of finished area. And this property is only about a block from Lake Simcoe, just outside of Barrie, and not quite as far as Orillia. So it's within driving distance of maybe an hour and 20. Now, I'm going to tell you that the lot size is 117 by 133. So this is actually quite a cute little property, and it would be perfect for a first-time buyer. So what do you think of this one?
Well, it sounds like it would be expensive because it's unique, but you started off saying under $400,000, so how much is it?
Well, believe it or not, this one, the asking price is $315,000.
Wow. So what's wrong with it?
You know, I would say, of course, it is a different design, not to everyone's taste. It's sort of a dome shape, and it's a little bit dated. I'll say that for sure. So it's going to need a little bit of work. But, you know, you've got to roll up the sleeves sometimes. And to make a profit, you have to spend a little money and a little elbow grease. So this would be the perfect property for someone who's a little bit handy.
And a little bit of money, $315,000 asking, seems to be wonderful. So if someone wants to see this property and you can send it to them over the internet or talk to you about it, how do we reach you?
Please call me as soon as you can at 1-800-357-4193. Call me anytime.
1-800-357-4193. This can be your deal if you call Melanie and call soon. Thank you, Melanie. I look forward to your next deal.
I'll definitely have one for you, Marilyn.
And now to explain a way you can do rehab on your knees and hips, improve your posture, lose weight, and walk safely regardless of the winter weather, urban pole expert Susan Salick of ADPCenter.com joins us. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Marilyn. How is everybody?
Well, everybody's looking for urban poles, I understand, because there's a shortage, like bicycles in the spring. People want to be out. So do you have inventory?
That is true. I'm really happy to hear that everybody's, people are using the urban poles and the inventory is low. But the good news is that I have plenty, and I'll be more than happy to deliver to them, no charge, and also give them a lot of training. We've been just going out with a bunch of clients who just bought the poles for the family, and it was such a fun day outing and enjoying the family gathering. Of course, being, 4 feet apart, having the mask and everything.
So it's possible to do Nordic walking, stay socially distanced, and get a lesson plus poles from Susan Salick of ADPCenter.com. The link is on my website, marylins.ca. Or if you want to talk about it, you can call Susan. Susan, your number?
416-414-0320.
416-414-0320. You don't have to sit at home and wish you could be out there. You can be out safely and doing good things for your body. Explore urban poles, explore Nordic walking, and I think that you'll find something new to do during this pandemic winter. Thank you, Susan. I'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. And after a few short messages from your From a Woman's Perspective team, I'll have transformed to Marilyn Weston, the wardrobe doctor, and we'll talk closet organizing and fashion and more. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio.
Be the next to take up urban poling and never worry about falling down again. Receive 1 hour of training on the best urban poles from ADP Medical Supplies and Services. Walk straight, improve your balance, and get moving as part of your own walking group. New to urban poling? Learn the ABCs from ADP. Call Susan at 416-551-5513.
You love your neighborhood, you love your home. If it's getting to be too much to handle, share it. Golden Girls Canada is a resource for shared living for single, mature adults. Start living life like it's golden. Go to goldengirlscanada.ca.
Moving seniors with a smile removes the stress from moving. Need help deciding what to take, what to sell, and what to give away? Book a free consultation at movingseniorswithasmile.ca. When it's time to move, seniors do it with a smile.
Vaginal changes due to menopause are normal, but painful intercourse, bladder infection, soreness, and dryness don't have to be, thanks to a gentle laser therapy offered by FemRenew that can save millions of women from suffering silently. Visit FemRenew.ca to discover a non-hormonal treatment that's safe and cutting-edge without any cutting at all. A vaginal procedure so advanced, you'll be in and out in 5 minutes. Explore FemRenew.ca and experience the new normal.
I'm back now, and I'm Marilyn Weston, the Wardrobe Doctor. I've counseled many on closet organizing, and the instructions are on my website, marilyns.ca. If you prefer, I can mail you a hard copy. Just send a self-addressed, postage-paid envelope to Marilyn, 200 Spadina Avenue, Toronto, M as in Mary, 5 T as in Tom, 2 C as in Cat, 2. I've been asked to share tips to help get the job of closet organizing done. So today, I'll share some of the things I do to organize my own clothes and accessories. I do follow the closet organizing instructions and do it twice a year. But I still keep a bag in my closet, a donation bag. And it's simple. Every time I select something to wear and I don't go with it, I determine why not. And if it doesn't fit my body well or it makes me feel unhappy for any reason, I ask myself, will I ever wear this? If the answer is no, I have given myself permission to put the item in my donation bag. Of course, if it's badly damaged or worn out, it doesn't go into that bag. It goes straight to the garbage. It's an easy way to keep editing your closet. The empty hangers free up space for something new, and you know what you're missing when you discard something. What about my necklaces, rings, bracelets, belts, and scarves? I'm a firm believer in my mom's rule. Everything can have a place, so when you're organized, you're automatically neat and orderly. So after decades of collecting things that complete my outfits and make my heart sing, I have long given up on old-fashioned jewelry boxes and storage bins. I think that what you see and easily access is what you use. At least that's what happens to me. Things hidden from view rarely see the light of day. I'm proof that for a person who has plenty, it's possible to keep your treasures easy to grasp, visible, and organized. How? Well, I learned long ago to be creative and took a lesson from my store and from other retailers. They hang as much as possible so you can see the things and be enticed to buy them. I use hooks. Actually, recently I've started using over-the-door coat hooks. I hang them together vertically, so I end up with over 20 hooks to use. And I hang my necklaces according to their length and color on those hooks. I use my bedroom door, the front, for exactly that purpose. There's no tangling, no confusion. I simply get the finishing touch I need from what's hanging on my bedroom door. Behind my bedroom door, I have a wall, and I have another, and I also have the back of the door. So the wall behind my bedroom door is my scarf and belt area. I have two lines of hooks, one high for my silky meshy scarves and below so that my belts can hang without hitting the ground, a men's belt rack. It works for me. I've done the same with my bags. On the back of my hall closet, I have the purses I use for this season and I rotate them as the months go by. I recently discovered plexiglass drawered boxes at the dollar store. I bought 16 of them. I filled each door with pieces in a specific color. For example, one holds my pearl earrings, bracelets, and pendants. Another, my turquoise pieces. I stacked these boxes in fours and stood the stacks side by side on my dresser. It's my own version of a jewelry box. I can see everything at a glance and get what I want based on the color. Space varies, but when you make use of doors and hidden or invisible wall spaces, accessories can be displayed and easily accessible, and therefore used. If you need an incentive to cull your excess and organize your wardrobe, remember there are people who'll be happy to have what just sits in your closet or drawers wasting space. Diabetes Association has donation boxes, and the number to find a box near you is 1-800-505-5525. That's 1-800-505-5525. It's a win-win situation. You help yourself and you help others. I hope my tips opened your eyes to the possible solutions to house your stuff and keep it organized. And if you have difficulty, please feel free to call me and use my skills as the wardrobe doctor, and I'll gladly guide you. I can also be your personal stylist and personal shopper if you wish. I have a great eye, years of experience, and love helping women look their best and gain confidence. All you have to do is call me at 416-504-6777. And we don't have to wait for COVID to leave us to get started. If you're ready to tackle your clothes and accessories, I'm at your service. Next Saturday, I'll be back with more tips, and I'm happy to answer your questions as well. Just email me at me@marilyns.ca. Next, we'll get a tip from Christine, the health coach, chat with Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile, talk with Daniel Wiskin of the Total Access Center, and more. So stay right here, and I'll return as Marilyn Weston, your host, and you'll continue to get it straight from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio.
COVID lockdown has not stopped Marilyn. Introducing Marilyn's Comfort Wear by Up, featuring jackets, pants, and tops in a comfortable, washable bamboo. You'll love the way each piece feels, looks, and combines to make more than 24 outfits with just 8 items. Start with a jacket, bra-friendly tank, and pants for $180, or a wardrobe package for under $500. Order from Marilyn and choose curbside pickup or delivery. Call 416-504-6777 to get started.
Now our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn. Last week I talked about intermittent fasting. Now I'm going to talk about why you should fast. Humans have already actually been fasting for thousands of years. Sometimes it was done out of necessity when there simply wasn't any food available. Humans and other animals also often instinctively fast when we're sick. Clearly, there is nothing unnatural about fasting, and our bodies are well equipped to handle extended periods of not eating. All sorts of processes in the body changes when we don't eat for a while in order to allow our bodies to thrive during a period of famine. It has to do with hormones, genes, and important cellular repair processes. Many people do intermittent fasting in order to lose weight, as it is a very simple and effective way to restrict calories and burn fat. Others do it for metabolic health benefit, as it can improve various different risk factors and health markers. So the bottom line of intermittent fasting, humans are well adapted to fasting from time to time. Modern research shows that it has benefits for weight loss, metabolic health, disease prevention, and may even help you live longer. So next week, Marilyn, I'm going to cover the different types of intermittent fasting. So if anybody wants any more information, call me at 416-809-4084 or visit my website, ChristineTheHealthCoach.com.
416-809-4084. ChristineTheHealthCoach.com. I work out with Christine daily and my body thanks her. So if you want to find out how you can stay healthy, just call Christine, 416-809-4084. Thank you, Christine, and I look forward to learning about the types of intermittent fasting next week.
Great. Thank you, Marilyn.
Why do they call them cookies anyway?
Seniors Tech Services. Computer classes for seniors in Toronto and the GTA.
I wonder what this button's for.
We'll teach you and everything else about your smartphone or iPad. SeniorsTechServices.ca. We also make house calls.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
And now, to make us smile, Learn a little about the world of Moving Seniors with a Smile. Senior Move Manager Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile joins us. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Marilyn. Well, we've seen more vaccines in freezers than in arms, and hospitalizations are, as predicted in the GTA, well beyond capacity. We're now seeing the negative effects of ill-advised get-togethers over the holidays, and admittedly, it's not always easy to stay positive right now, even for optimistic realists like me. But you know, we can switch off the bad news when we choose to, and we can instead focus on the hopeful and what we can actually control. We can decide to reset our understandable crankiness when it makes an appearance, and we can suspend judgment and give the process time to play out. Let's face it, none of us have lived through anything quite like this before. And while many of us believe we could do things better if we were the ones running the world, it's easier in our mental health if we focus on what's within our control. We can follow the public health advisories and stay home unless we truly have to go out for real necessities, and we can create some of our own magic. You never really know the true impact you have on those around you. You never know how much someone needed that smile you gave them. You never know how much your kindness turned someone's entire life around. You never know how much someone needed that long hug, even if it's a virtual one, or deep talk. So don't wait to be kind. Don't wait for someone else to be kind first. Don't wait for better circumstances or for someone to change. Just be kind, because you never know how much someone needs it.
And that's the perfect advert for dealing with you, Lori Bell, Moving Seniors with a Smile. If you want to talk about downsizing and moving and plan for the future, all you have to do is take this number down and ask for Lori, 416-697-8106. That's 416-697-8106. Get the information you need from the experts and plan for a brighter future. Thank you, Lori.
Thank you, Marilyn. Stay safe.
You too. Now accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of the Total Access Center joins us. Good morning, Daniel, and Happy New Year.
Good morning, Marilyn. Happy New Year to you and to all the listeners. And I want to give people some insight and some early options for you as the senior tax credit is here. It's 2021. So if you are a senior living at home and you want to make your home safer, so for 65 and older, you can do accessibility renovations and save up to 25% if you spend $10,000 on these renovations. So that's a maximum $2,500 that you will get back at the end of the taxation year. Also, if this is for people who live with senior relatives, so if you are in your 30s or 40s and you have senior parents or relatives that live in your home and you're looking to do accessibility upgrades, let's say you want to install grab bars, wheelchair ramps, stair lifts, elevators, it's all available to you. So you will save 25% at the end of the year on your taxes and you will get back up to $2,500. So this is a great way to get that money back. If you didn't know about it, now you know.
Well, you know about all the funding that's available for seniors and for people who have disabilities, and you're willing to fill out that paperwork and guide people through that. So if someone wants to talk to you about getting money to fund their renovations, how do we reach you?
Call me directly at 647-206-6409.
647-206-6409. And I never let you leave without a show special, and it's the beginning of a new year. So start us off, please.
Absolutely. So the Total Home Safety Check will be yours free for the first two callers this week. It's a comprehensive assessment from top to bottom of your home. We go through room by room. I will give you estimates. I will give you suggestions on what to do in your house with pictures, and you will have a full vision of what it's going to take to renovate your home. So that's Total Home Safety Check, usually $89.95, free for the first two callers this week, 647-206-6409.
So for anything to do with making your home beautiful and safe and accessible, all you have to do is call Daniel Wiskin at 647-206-6409. And if you want to know about the funding, the same number works, 647-206-6409. Thank you, Daniel, and I look forward to getting a happy story next week.
Thank you so much.
Time once again to say goodbye and thank you. Thank you to all the healthcare workers and essential service providers. And thank you to Kelly and Carlos and the production team. And thank you to the From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts. And a special thank you to you for tuning in, for being open to fresh ideas, and doing what you can to live well each day. We are in a time that requires us to self-isolate, but we can use this time, as does the butterfly in its pupa stage, to rest and grow. It's a time that we can set new goals or work on old ones. We can seek knowledge and learn what we can do to be in charge of our lives and live well. We can take action and tick things off our to-do list and feel good having accomplished even small things. Your entire life can change in this moment if you wish. You are in charge and you're not alone. You have me and the entire From a Woman's Perspectives team here with you. We welcome your calls and questions. The contact information is on my website, marilyns.ca. That's marilyns.ca. Or as always, I'm one phone call away at 416-504-6777. And I always welcome your calls. Remember, life's challenges can be opportunities if you take them. It's a matter of your perspective. Every journey starts with a first step. So perhaps you can use today to reflect on what you've heard in this hour. Then list who you wish to speak to and make a call. The information will cost you nothing, but you can get answers to your questions, and you've done the best you can to live well in these trying times. Next Saturday, January 16th, you'll get more advice and solid information from your From a Woman's Perspectives team. You'll be empowered to live your best each day. And you'll get health tips, financial advice, learn more about downsizing and moving, accessibility, and more. We'll try to lighten your burdens as we live through this pandemic together. In the meantime, stay safe and well, and plan to join us again when we speak From a Woman's Perspective next Saturday morning at 8, right here on Zoomer Radio. Bye for now. Take care, take action, and do the best you can.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.